In Surfside, Florida, rescue teams are in the fifth day of a painstaking and dangerous effort to find any life at the site of the collapsed condominium building. The teams are working carefully to protect themselves as well as anyone who might be alive underneath. Only one person, a teenager, was pulled alive from the rubble, and that was last week.
And another body was recovered today. The death toll has risen to 10, 150 people still unaccounted for. There are also more questions about the structural integrity of the 40-year-old building, problems that surfaced in a 2018 report. We're joined now by Veronica Zaragovia of member station WLRN in Miami. Veronica, welcome.
Thank you so much, Peter.
You were at the site on Saturday. Your colleagues from WLRN have continued to report from there through the weekend and into today. How are they describing the work that's going on there now?
Well, over the weekend, the squads, the teams there have dug a 40-foot deep trench, and it's helped them to find the additional deceased people who have been found. But the efforts are continuing around the clock. At least the fire has been contained now. So, we've been going every day, and there were points where it was pretty bad. I mean, that just you could smell it, and it was hard to see, and the debris, and that's been contained better now. So it's helping the rescue efforts, because now they don't have as much of that smoke in the air. But it's still going on, yeah.
But at this point, are rescuers hearing any signs of potential life whatsoever?
So I haven't heard about them hearing signs, although they are still using dogs and sonar and cameras. And I think that officials are hesitant to say they're not hearing anything, because we've been hearing that the message continues to be search and rescue, and hope. And they refuse to, say that they're going to move on now to recovery. I don't know if it's to protect the loved ones of people who are deceased or missing, but they're just not telling us yet that they're giving up on finding anyone else.
Well, you say hope, but at this point, that's got to be hard to come by for people who are now, as we said, into day five of this rescue operation.
Yes, it's certainly difficult. I mean, when I spoke to, for instance, on Saturday, I met Ileana Monteagudo, and she fortunately was able to run out. She was on the sixth floor, but she was talking about her neighbors in the past tense. And she spoke to me in Spanish, and she was just really shaken up.
Sí, aquí Miami siempre ha sido un pueblo muy solidario, tanto los cubanos como cualquier latinoamericano, como los mismos hebreos.
She was saying there that the one good thing about all of this is just confirming how in Miami and here in Surfside, everybody has come together, whether they're Catholic, Christian, Jewish, whatever race or religion, people are just really united in solidarity, in just wanting to, heal from something so horrible. And she mentioned that she explained how she ran out, and she's so thankful that she's saved her life, but she's left with nothing. And I know sometimes people think she's ungrateful, but she's just saying that she's lost everything, and that's also very difficult.
Yeah, I have less than a minute here, Veronica, but I want you to tell us about this engineering report from 2018 that called out some of the significant structural issues that people had been noticing in the building, cracks in the concrete columns, structural damage to a slab under the pool deck. What can you tell us about that?
That's right. Well, the 2018 report did not indicate that the building was at risk of collapse. And so they're investigating, how maybe that's a flaw in the report, potentially. It wasn't clear whether the problem ultimately contributed to the building's collapse, those concrete issues that you mentioned. But it's led to the town of Surfside to hire a renowned structural engineering firm that was on hand after the 9/11 attack at the Pentagon and a bridge that collapsed here at Florida International University in Miami. So it's leading to more teams, coming down for a thorough inspection.
Veronica, we got to leave it there. Veronica Zaragovia from WLRN, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.